Since the House and Senate returned to session this week, the focus in the House has turned to the 12 annual appropriations or spending bills that need to be approved by the start of the new fiscal year. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with his observations on the spending conversations that are taking place in both the House and Senate this week in Washington.
House Democratic leadership has set a top-line spending level, and that will allow each of the 12 subcommittees, including the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, to begin their work in developing their bills and move those through the committee process in the coming weeks with a goal of trying to get all 12 spending bills approved in the House by the end of July. The Senate is going to be on a little bit slower timeline for moving their spending bills as we move into the summer timeframe. On the Senate side, the focus continues to be on bipartisan discussions around an infrastructure package and what might can be agreed to by both parties and the White House. And it looks like at this point, this bipartisan group of senators are making some progress in their negotiations on what could be around a $1 trillion infrastructure package, but is unlikely to include any tax increases or tax policy changes. But it's still yet to be seen if this is going to be something that ultimately can get approval from the White House and be considered by the Senate in the coming weeks.
Langley closes with a separate update from the Department of Agriculture.
USDA announced that they would move forward with making agricultural disaster assistance payments under two programs. One of those is the Quality Loss Assistance, or QLA, program that is meant to cover quality losses as a result of weather events in 2018 and 2019. In addition, USDA is going to be making part of the remaining WIP Plus disaster payments that are due on the 2019 crop losses. Producers had already applied for those WIP Plus payments for 2019, and if approved, had received 50% of their eligible payment. And the announcement from USDA is that another 40% of that eligible payment will be made at this time. And then once QLA and WIP Plus payments are made, if there's any funding remaining, USDA may be able to come back and make part or all of that final 10% of what producers are owed under WIP Plus.